Here's Durant putting Queens crossover on Giannis and hits plus the foul. Durant cutting left and right, spinning and scoring.
I'll tell you what, that was actually really good defense there by Drew Holiday.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski and Ryan Horvat on the BetQL Audio Network.
Download the free Odyssey app today to watch, listen, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily podcast, iTunes, Spotify, the podcatcher of your choice. If you are an iTunes, subscribe, rate, and review. You should be subscribed no matter where you get your podcast. It's Joe Ostrowski at Joe 0670, Ryan Horvat at Ryan Horvat. The show is at BetQL Daily here live weekdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time on the BetQL Audio Network. I don't think we've talked about NBA Finals MVP odds enough.
No.
It's an interesting conversation. And this is something that changes day to day. Now, for the most part, probably not. So I'll ask you, Orvi, how do you attack this market? How do you attack it? What is your mindset going in?
My mindset for this going in is going to be I'm going to look for a player on the best team, which I think is the Brooklyn Nets. I'm looking for some narrative, but I'm also looking for the best player. So, like, how am I attacking this one? Kevin Durant, 4-1, because what a great story it would be if the
4-1. Where's he 4-1?
Well, that's what he opened at, 4-1.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. So we
can't go back in time.
No, we missed that. But when they did open up, that was something that I was looking at, was Kevin Durant. But I mean, since then, you know, since the playoffs have begun, he's become the old Kevin Durant again. So that would be my favorite play, would be Kevin Durant. Again, narrative-based, coming off a terrible injury, dominant again. I could see him winning it. I think he most likely will win it. But I'd probably, obviously, like the number, we missed the number, so I'd look at a chance, maybe take a shot with Kyrie Irving or even James Harden, maybe. Probably James Harden.
When we look at the winners over the last decade, it's not hard. You figure out your champion. And right. Then you take the best player.
Exactly.
We have one exception to the rule. One exception to the rule in recent seasons. Last decade, LeBron, Kawhi, KD, KD, LeBron, Kawhi, LeBron, LeBron, Dirk.
Yeah.
I skipped the exception year. I'll get to that in a second. If we want to go beyond 10 years, Kobe, Kobe. Superstars, A1 players. That's it. That's who wins this award, okay?
Right.
Now, KD has two of them. Doesn't mean he's going to get 3 in 5 years. I don't know if the Nets end up winning the title. The exception to that rule. Will we ever see anything like this again? 2015, Golden State Warriors, Andre Iguodala is the NBA Finals MVP. He was the difference maker on the defensive end of the court. It changed the entire series. So
yeah.
The voters bought into this. How much... Even more offensive the league is now. Do you think anything like that's ever going to happen again? And when I say ever, I'm talking about near future. Who knows what the league's going to look like in a decade or two? But do we just look at the superstars, or do we try to find the next Iguodala?
Yeah, see here, like with the finals MVP, I would just be looking at the superstars because, again, you know, maybe that happens again. I don't think it happens this year. Although if Brooklyn does get beat and somebody D's up Kevin Durant, and holds him to 38% shooting in that series, I could see it. But, man, you'd have to make the case for who in the West is going to be able to shut down Kevin Durant or do anything on the defensive end against that Brooklyn team. So, no, I look at the superstars. It's different, like, when you're handicapping, when you're trying to pick a Super Bowl MVP, because we've seen some weird stuff. You know, you could see a guy pick off 3 passes and return 2 of them for touchdowns, 2 for 6, you know? You could see a guy like Desmond Howard return a 100-yard kickoff, and then he's the Super Bowl MVP. But in the NBA, it's going to be the superstars, you know, 10 times out of 10, they win finals MVP for sure.
Like Devin White, what do you have, like 100 tackles in the Super Bowl, and he wasn't even considered because Tom Brady's his teammate this year.
Right, and exactly, yeah. And I feel like especially with the NBA, I think that that's going to be the case. Like, I picked Brooklyn to win it. I can't see anybody outside of – see, I couldn't even see Kyrie being finals MVP unless he just goes off in every game of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I can't either.
It would be Durant, or maybe it is Harden. Like, if Harden comes back, averages 15 assists, puts up regular season-type numbers, and averages 30 a game, maybe. But I think they're giving that – if the Nets win, they're giving that award to Durant. Right.
It's NBA Finals MVP. It's not NBA Playoffs MVP.
Right. So, right. But still, yeah, I mean, he's going to be the best player on the floor, no matter who they play.
But will he have the best numbers every
night?
What's
Chris Paul's number right now?
Well, that's where we have to go. Well, first, let me mention the top of the board here. Durant plus 170, Mitchell plus 550, Harden your third favorite at plus 700, and tied for the fourth favorite at plus 850, plus 850. Kawhi, Devin Booker, Rudy Gobert.
So, I like Kawhi a lot, to be honest with you. I mean, because I'm higher on the Clippers than most. Although the more people we talk to, I feel like some people do agree with me.
Clippers are plus 700 to win the title. Kawhi's plus 850.
I wish I could get a better number on that.
But if you're going to bet the Clippers to win the title,
then you got to bet Kawhi.
Just take Kawhi because you get a juicier number. Is there any way Paul George is the MVP?
No, because I don't think he'll – because especially, like, let's say that the Clippers go to the NBA Finals and they take on the Nets. That's going at least six. And I don't see Paul George showing up for all six games, for all seven games. Whereas Kawhi is going to make a difference. Because even those games where he's not scoring the basketball and he's missing his mid-range jumpers all over the place, what does he do on the other end? He D's up. And I'm not saying Paul George doesn't. But Kawhi is obviously the better defender and the bigger difference maker. So if you're going to play the Clippers – hell yeah, that's decent value with Kawhi. I can't see any – Reggie Jackson ain't winning it.
Well, like, there are a few other cases like this. Okay, the Sixers are 9-1, but Embiid's 11-1. Wouldn't you just take Embiid Finals MVP? Because if they win the title, he's the MVP, right?
Right, exactly, yeah. And if you're going to play a Sixers future, that's exactly what I would do right there is play Embiid, absolutely. I mean, especially because – he feels like he was cheated out of the regular season MVP, probably wanted more than one vote. It's not going to be Ben Simmons because he gives you nothing on the offensive end, and he's not going to be able to play the final 3 minutes of the games anymore because all they're going to do is foul him. Now, if Tobias plays like he has the first couple games, but nah, it would be Embiid. So if you're thinking that Philly has a shot at beating Brooklyn, then that would be the way to go over the 9-1 for the future. Absolutely.
Another example of that, I don't know if you believe it falls into the same category. I think it does. Donovan Mitchell. Yeah. The Jazz are plus 300 on points bet to win the title, but Mitchell's plus 550 for Finals MVP. He happened to be my pick right before the playoffs started, and I think it was plus 750, plus 850 in that range, so that number's gone down a bit here. Would you rather bet Jazz to win the title or Mitchell MVP?
You know, probably, to be honest, that's tough. Probably.
Can Gobert win it?
Can Jordan Clarkson win it? Could anybody on that team? That's like, no. It would be Donovan Mitchell, man. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
When they go down in these games, who's the guy that could take over a game? It's Donovan Mitchell. I'd rather play Donovan Mitchell than Utah.
Okay. Back to the Chris Paul thing, which, think about the narrative. Voters love him. He got some love for NBA MVP, regular season MVP, and you can
never
make a case.
In the playoffs if he actually completed the journey.
Oh, what a story. Would they eat that up? Chris Paul finally gets his title and what he did for the season. They love him, and this is the big award they can give to him. Most valuable player. When Andre Iguodala didn't win it, he wasn't the best player on the court, but those voters said he was the most valuable because of what he was doing defensively. That was the narrative. If the Suns win the title, who's more likely to get the award? DeAndre Ayton, Chris Paul, or Booker? It's Paul, right? Because we have to handicap the voters.
Yeah, and because he impacts the game so much because of what he does facilitating on the defensive end and then scoring when need be, whereas Devin Booker is going to be the leading scorer if the Suns win the finals. He's going to be the leading scorer in the series. But what are all of his other numbers going to look like? They would want narrative-based. They'd want to give it to Chris Paul. I mean, like you said,
yes,
they love
100%.
Chris Paul. Absolutely. That would
before
be
last point. Night. Before last night, it was I know it was in the 40s at some books. At the moment, at points bet, Chris Paul NBA Finals MVP is 20-1.
Yeah. I still.
It's not a bad number.
No, not at all. Not at all. And if you believe that the Suns, I mean. You got to look at it in the East, like, because I was making the case for the Suns to come out or the Jazz to come out. As crazy as it sounds, I almost feel like the easiest road. Well, see, everything's kind of changed because I thought that this Milwaukee-Brooklyn series was going to be a lot tighter and there was a chance it was going to go seven. I don't know that Philly's even going to be able to take them six. Yeah, that would be my pick right there. Over the Suns to win the championship, it would be Chris Paul as the MVP. What would happen is Devin Booker would end up scoring 70 a game or something ridiculous like that and end up winning it. But Chris Paul would be the pick for me as far as MVP goes.
I'm just looking around to seeing if we have better numbers elsewhere. I see an 18-1. Mentioned PointsBet has a 20-1. There's another 18-1. Makes sense to me.
Yeah, I think that that's about right. Yeah, it would make sense. I mean, if you believe that the Suns could win the championship, Chris Paul's the way to go, and you're getting the better number right there.
Hey, you want to bet Suns 7-1 or Chris Paul 20?
Exactly. You go Suns, absolutely.
The way, and it's not just he's a good guy, the media likes him, all that. Like, he's playing that to that level right now.
Right. And we didn't even know that he was going to be able to play the rest of the playoffs. I mean, I thought they were getting knocked out in the first round by the Lakers, but I mean, that shoulder looked so bad. He couldn't even handle the ball. He only played 20 minutes in what was that, game two, game three, or whatever. I thought it was going to be the campaign show. No, he's looked good, man. I think that that would be the way to go if you're playing Phoenix. I love DeAndre Ayton, but I just don't think 15-10 is winning you a finals MVP, right? No matter what you do on the defensive end, if you have two blocks a game, 15-10-2, I don't think that's enough.
Let me throw out a scenario. It's not going to happen.
Unless they played Philly and he just shut down Embiid. But, yeah,
That's okay. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, of course. That's the scenario. That's the only way he gets it. They go to the finals, and Embiid is a non-factor, like the worst he's played all season. That's how he wins the award.
Yeah, but I just feel like Embiid would just cook him, though. Like,
no, I know. I said it's not going to happen. But that's the only way.
That would be how DeAndre Ayton would be finals MVP. He'd have to hold – if Embiid averaged 20-10 in the NBA finals, I would vote for DeAndre Ayton to be the finals MVP because I think that if they play against Phoenix, he's going to average 30-15.
Now, in this scenario, we're also saying that the Sixers are beating the Nets too. Like, you need so much to go your way.
See, that's the thing. Like, I'm invested in the Nets, so if I'm playing an MVP, a finals MVP – I've missed the number on Durant because, like I said, I mean, we could have had a better number, but even last week, 5 days ago, I think when I first checked at this, it was 4-1. I'd probably go with Harden. And even there, I don't love the value because, again, they're going to want to give it to Kevin Durant. Like, that's an injury that not a lot of guys come back from, and especially look like Kevin Durant. And I know that, you know, when the media asks him, did you ever think that you were going to be this good again? He's like, is that even a question? Of course I thought that. But deep down, you know, when you're rehabbing from that injury, I think there was probably times where he questioned if he was ever going to be like this again, is dominant.
To wrap up this conversation, the only players I would look at with the current odds for finals MVP are Harden at 7-1 and Chris Paul at 20.
Yeah, same here. Harden, okay. 7-1, Chris Paul. And then, well, now that you brought up Donovan Mitchell, man, like I think Utah. But again, I don't know that they could get past the Clippers. I mean, if they play like they did in the second half, though, of game one, and like they've done all year, you could make the case for Donovan Mitchell. It definitely wouldn't go to Rudy Gobert. Again, nonetheless, he did play against Philly, and then he shuts down Embiid.
Want to just fade the Nets? Give me Chris Paul, Mitchell, and Kawhi.
Yeah, no, see, that's the thing. No, it'd be it'd be KD or Harden, and that'd be the way to go, I think, because I do think that the Nets are winning it all.
I hear you there.
What about Giannis?
How does Giannis have lower odds than Chris Paul after last night?
I know. In exactly.
Down 0-2, Suns up 2-0. How is Giannis 16-1 and Chris Paul 20?
It doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. It really doesn't. No. See, the crazy thing is everybody talks about how Brooklyn plays absolutely no defense and whatnot, but this has been the worst Giannis has looked. I mean, against Philly, he'd still average 30-13 against any team in the West. I don't know who's stopping Giannis, but for some reason, Brooklyn just has the answer to him right now. But I wouldn't play that because I think the Bucks are done. I think the Bucks are in Cancun by next week, to be quite honest with you.
Okay, so
I mean, even if they steal one tonight, maybe then we could talk about Giannis. But I don't know. I mean, they were down 49 in game two.
Wait. Should we be talking about betting under 4.5 games played in the series? It's plus 350.
No, I don't know.
If the Nets win tonight, like we believe, it's a sweep, right?
If they win tonight, where would the motivation be? Down 3-0, you're still in Milwaukee. Yeah, I don't really hate that price right now.
That's a pretty good price. I get it
because Milwaukee's favored tonight, you know, but yeah.
I'm just saying over 4.5 is minus 560.
One touchdown.
I would think, I mean, most people believe that the Bucks will win one, I don't think it's minus 560.
No, not at all. I mean, especially from what we saw.
Yeah.
Don't hit that.
That's Ryan Horvath. I'm Joe Ostrowski. This is BetQL Daily. We're going to continue the NBA playoffs conversation with Brian Scalabrine. He's an Odyssey NBA insider. Get his plays for tonight, his outlook on the rest of the NBA playoffs, and then we'll wrap with lightning bets on the BetQL Audio Network.